You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Lastly on the show today, 79-year-old Fang Ruzen immigrated to Auckland to help raise her grandchildren. 15 years on, English is still a foreign language, but she's found community with other elderly Chinese expats on her weekly bus rides to the Asian supermarkets of East Auckland. Filmmaker Julie Zhu is set to make a documentary about this community through the Loading Docks program. I asked Julie what this project is all about.
East Meets East is basically about the community of Chinese senior citizens or Chinese grandparents that we kind of see wandering the streets with their little trolley bags, hopping on the bus, going to the Asian supermarket. And it's about the community that they've kind of forged for themselves in this country that's a bit foreign, and where the country and the society kind of treat them as outsiders, they've managed to find another sense of home for themselves.
And you have a central kind of character to your documentary proposal here. Can you tell me a bit about her?
Yeah, so the central character that I have is my Nana. So originally I kind of wanted to showcase the community as a whole, but I thought for such a short documentary, because it's only 3 minutes long, the Loading Docks, the best way to kind of showcase that really quickly was through a central character that we could identify with, that we could see the world through her eyes. And my Nana, my grandparents both belong to this community, and I've grown up kind of watching them and being really interested in how they feel being in this country where they can't speak English, they can't communicate, and just what that's like.
Can you tell me a bit about the process of going through Loading Docks for this documentary?
Yeah, so Loading Docks is a really awesome platform for emerging New Zealand filmmakers. So they support us with some funding. So they'll give us up to $4,000 worth of funding plus support with post-production, with grading and sound mixing. So that's really great. And as part of that, we have to do some crowdfunding as well. So we're looking to raise at least $2,000 through our Boosted campaign, which you can find on boosted.org.nz. So Loading Docks also just supports us with mentoring and making sure we know kind of what the best practices are to be making a film in New Zealand. And it's also a really great platform for, because they're also supported by New Zealand On Air, Te Māngai Pāho, and New Zealand Film Commission, that the films get to be seen on a much larger scale, and they've been shown in the New Zealand Film Festival before and TVNZ On Demand, and I think this year they're also being shown on Māori television, possibly. It's just a really great way to get our film out there so more people get to see and learn from this group that we don't hear a lot about.
Is that kind of the reason behind why you're interested in pursuing this documentary now?
Yeah, so I've always been really interested in this community, just growing up and seeing my grandparents and catching the bus and seeing all these other grandparents hopping on and talking to each other. So I've always been really interested in this. But I think this year is just an ideal year to be making this, because I think all across the world there's been growing kind of anti-immigrant sentiments or xenophobic sentiments, and we see that most evidently in the States at the moment, but I think that's definitely been seen here in New Zealand as well. We've seen with the scapegoating of Chinese last names to be blamed for the housing crisis, and because it's election year this year, I think those kind of sentiments will really rise to the fore again. So I really want this to be able to showcase what one particular immigrant experience might be like, and really humanise immigrants who are often dehumanised in the media when we talk about immigration and immigrants. So yeah, I hope it's able to do some of that. It's also really great just having lots of women of colour involved in the making of this. So my producer Tema Koa was born in New Zealand but has Malaysian heritage. And I'm hoping that my DOP is Kelly Chen, who is also Chinese, and even though both my grandparents belong to this community, I focus on my Nana because, again, just wanting to showcase women on film, because I think that's really important to kind of honour that intersectionality of where discrimination is as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.